Hello and welcome back to the Gloomy Star Minisode, episode 19. Now, I almost said 9, but it's actually 19. Please send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com so they can be featured right here on the podcast. And also do not forget about our giveaway. I say two words in every single episode to paint a picture for you. And on January 1st, you'll send me an email with that word as the subject line and proof you're subscribed to the podcast. And if you win that raffle, I'll get back in touch with you and we can figure out your shirt size and stuff so I can send you that mystery box. It has Gloomy Star merch and a bunch of other cool things. I already have like kind of planning on what I want it to be in there, but yeah, it will be fun. Halloween is past, sadly, but that does not mean we can not have a good time with ghost stories and all that good stuff. So let's go on to our first episode of the day. This one's called Haunted Farmhouse I Grew Up In. I grew up in a farmhouse that was built in the early 1800s. I lived there with my brother and my parents until I was 10. I was young, so some of my experiences seem foggy, so I'm going to share the experiences my family encountered. A little backstory on the house. Multiple people have been killed there. A lady was shot behind our garage, and someone fell down the steps and snapped their neck. That's basically all I know about the house. It is located in the middle of nowhere, with woods behind it and very old house, and a garage that was visible. Our farmhouse was two stories with a dirt basement that had walls that were made out of lead. One time my brother woke up late at night. His room was on the second story, facing our backyard. Outside his window was the roof of our porch, and for some reason he opened his curtains to spot a lady waving her arms back and forth over and over the roof, over and over on the roof of the porch. He was young, so we can pretty much expect his reaction. My sister, who didn't live with us but often slept over, fell asleep on our couch in the living room one night. She woke up late in the night, our living room was connected to our dining room, and saw by our computer, which was right next to the couch, the apparition of a little girl who was staring at her. She didn't give many details, but said she ran up the stairs to my room and hid on my top of my bunk bed. My mom has more encounters than anybody. My mom is a very spiritual individual. She feels very connected to the spiritual realm. When we began moving out of the farmhouse, she believed the spirits became angry with her and our family. She woke up one morning where she would switch her position to face the doorway to her room, where she saw a dark figure staring straight at her. She claimed that it felt like it was going on for minutes, until out of nowhere the figure leaped out in one swift motion straight to her and suddenly disappeared. The thing about my childhood home is that I never felt alone. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. That is a very interesting story. That's a lot of different spirits. Different spirits in one house. I've always wondered, like, listening to ghost shows, they always talk about how there is more than one spirit in the house. Like, how do those spirits interact with each other? Like you have, like, a evil kind of spirit downstairs and like your your basement, and then maybe you have like a little girl in your hallway. Like, does the little girl like know that the other spirit is down there? Like, how do they interact? Are they like nice to each other even if it's a bad spirit? But that's a good story. Thank you so much for sharing. This one's called Singing and Laughing at My Old Job. Many moons ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, I was working maintenance in a motel at a young age to get experience, and after a few weeks of training, I was let off the leash to work on my own. My work times were on the weekends when business was fast-paced, but this time around it was rather slow. The front desk had radioed me to request to check out the second floor room of the building since the AC was acting up. To put a premise down, this is an outside motel. As I made my way inside the room with tools and stepladder in hand, I propped open the door so it wouldn't get too hot while I was working. As I hopped up with my back to the door and started pulling the vent off to check for any issues, a strange sound started occurring. Singing for a second. I figured it was my phone since I normally had music playing, and I pulled it out. Nothing. The singing got closer to me, and it became more clear. I recognized it. It was the singing of a child, and quickly jumped down to run out the door to check my surroundings. At some point during the mad dash, I must have stopped, because by the time I had reached the door and swerved my head, there was no sound. I merely wrote it off as being the heat getting to me on this hot day, so I walked back towards the vent. Right as I got to the ladder and my boot touched the first step, the singing started again, but this time it was right next to me. Kicking the ladder away and jumping back against the wall, my heart reached speeds I didn't think possible. As my eyes scanned the room as fast as possible, looking for the source to be anything, forcing me back to the wall, I heard quite clearly what could best be described as a child's lullaby with laughter being sung softly in my ear. Thrusting myself off the wall, I sprinted and made my way down the stairs to the front desk area in a panic. By the time I made it to them and explained what happened, they told me, "Singing? That's odd, because as far as we know, there was no one in the building aside from us down here, and we didn't hear anything aside from stomping and running you did." After letting myself calm down and laughing it off a bit with my coworkers, my manager came out after hearing us to ask, "Huh, you're telling me that singing I heard wasn't you then?" That's weird that not just you, but the boss heard it too. Or your manager. I mean, sometimes you hear that everyone, like in the room or wherever, hears the ghost or the spirit, and sometimes you hear it's only that one person. I wonder if ghosts can, like, kind of make sure that other people aren't hearing it, or maybe they can decide who gets to hear it, or maybe it's just like people that have a higher frequency of hearing, or like are just a little bit more in tune to the paranormal that can hear it. Some people are just born naturally more in tune than others. Yeah, that was a good story. This one's called Singing and Laughing at My Old Job. Many moons ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, I was working maintenance in a motel at a young age to get experience, and after a few weeks of training, I was let off the leash to work on my own. My work times were on the weekends when business was fast-paced, but this time around, it was rather slow. The front desk had radioed me to request to check out the second floor room of the building since the AC was acting up. To put a premise down, this is an outside motel. As I made my way inside the room with tools and stepladder in hand, I propped open the door so it wouldn't get too hot while I was working. As I hopped up with my back to the door and started pulling the vent off to check for any issues, a strange sound started occurring. Singing for a second. I figured it was my phone since I normally had music playing, and I pulled it out. Nothing. The singing got closer to me and it became more clear. I recognized it. It was the singing of a child and quickly jumped down to run out the door to check my surroundings. At some point during the mad dash, I must have stopped, because by the time I had reached the door and swerved my head, there was no sound. I merely wrote it off as being the heat getting to me on this hot day, so I walked back towards the vent. Right as I got to the ladder and my boot touched the first step, the singing started again, but this time it was right next to me. Kicking the ladder away and jumping back against the wall, my heart reached speeds I didn't think possible. As my eyes scanned the room as fast as possible, looking for the source to be anything, forcing me back to the wall, I heard quite clearly what could best be described as a child's lullaby with laughter being sung softly in my ear. Thrusting myself off the wall, I sprinted and made my way down the stairs to the front desk area in a panic. By the time I made it to them and explained what happened, they told me, "Singing? That's odd, because as far as we know, there was no one in the building aside from us down here, and we didn't hear anything aside from stomping and running you did." After letting myself calm down and laughing it off a bit with my coworkers, my manager came out after hearing us to ask, "Huh, you're telling me that singing I heard wasn't you then? That's weird that not just you, but the boss heard it too." Or your manager. I mean, sometimes you hear that everyone, like in the room or wherever, hears the ghost or the spirit, and sometimes you hear it's only that one person. I wonder if ghosts can, like, kind of make sure that other people aren't hearing it, or maybe they can decide who gets to hear it, or maybe it's just, like, people that have a higher frequency of hearing, or, like, are just a little bit more in tune to the paranormal that can hear it. Some people are just born naturally more in tune than others. Yeah, that was a good story. This one's called "My Uncle Didn't Like the New Picture." This is a story about what I believe to be my uncle taking a picture off the wall in disgust. Backstory, I was never really that close to my uncle. He stayed about an hour and a half drive away, but was close enough to like him. He was awesome, but he took his own life in 2011, which was a major blow for my entire family. He was one of those guys that everyone loved. He wasn't really into religion, but also didn't knock anyone's beliefs. Main story. At my mom and dad's old place, they had a canvas picture of a Buddha hanging on their wall, between their bedroom and the bathroom wall. For easiness to try to picture it, you go to the top of the stairs and there's the spare room in front of you. Small corner piece of the wall, and then my mom and dad's bedroom. Large enough space for the picture, then bathroom door, then my bedroom. The picture had been hanging up for months, and my mom got bored of it, so she took it down and put the picture of a rose and got rid of it and put in a picture of a rose. The first night was fine. The second night, there was only me in my room and my mom in her bed and dad downstairs watching TV. All of a sudden, there was an almighty bang. I got up. We went thinking my mom had fell out of bed again, but as soon as I walked out the door, I could see the picture of roses, not on the wall, but on the top of the stairs. My first thought was that my mom had sleptwalked, so I went to her room, and she was awake. I asked if she heard the noise, and she said yes. I asked what it was. She asked what it was, and I told her. The next day, we put the Buddha picture back up, and it never dropped once. I've since moved out, and they have since moved away from the place, but I have a few more stories that I'd like to share another day. I don't really understand where they got that their uncle might do it, but might have been the one doing that, but that does obviously seem paranormal, like that kind of thing. Something falling off of the wall and landing up on one stair, like that seems a pretty far, like far away for a picture just to like accidentally fall over. But thank you so much for sharing. That was a really good story. That is going to wrap up today's minisode. Thank you so much for joining me. Please send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com so they can be featured right here on the podcast minisodes. And also, do not forget about the giveaway, if I haven't said that already. But remember, you're never alone, and I hope to see you right back here next week for another installment of a minisode. Thank you so much, and bye-bye.